Battleford's RCMP are searching for two suspects after a woman was robbed at gunpoint in her apartment Saturday morning. The incident in the 900 block of 110th Street in North Battleford was reported around 9:30. The woman says two men demanded cash and fired several shots. An arrest warrant has been issued for 24-year-old Skylar Pujak and a 17-year-old boy. There were no injuries, and police say it was not a random incident. Anyone with information on Pujak's location is asked to contact Battleford's RCMP or Crime Stoppers. Two Regina men have been charged with first-degree murder and a death from over 2 years ago. Police say 27-year-old Nao Fox and 30-year-old Timothy Lewison of Regina were arrested on Friday. On December 3, 2017, police received a call about an injured person in the 1200 block of Retallick Street. Officers found 35-year-old Thurston Mintuck. He was taken to hospital and pronounced dead. The two suspects were scheduled to appear in Regina Provincial Court this morning. They're also facing charges of attempted murder. The union that represents hundreds of locked-out workers at the Regina Co-op refinery is calling for a nationwide boycott of the facility's owner. More than 700 employees have been off the job since December 5th. Unifor issued a strike notice in a dispute where pensions are a key issue. In response, Federated Co-op issued a news release calling Unifor a Toronto-based union. It also says the union doesn't understand the refining industry or the Western Canadian economy. Alberta is to take the federal government to the province's top court today to fight the federal carbon tax. Both Saskatchewan and Ontario have lost similar appeals. University of Alberta law professor Eric Adams says a court's location can make a difference in how it rules.
Justice on a local level requires judges who live in a jurisdiction and understand its peoples and its concerns. So sometimes constitutional arguments made in a particular place can have the flavor of that particular place.
The federal government argues that climate change is a national emergency requiring national action. The hearing is scheduled to last for 3 days. Rallies are being held in Vancouver today in support of several BC First Nations. They begin arguing in the Federal Court of Appeal against the Trans Mountain Pipeline expansion. A 3-day hearing is scheduled to consider legal challenges launched by the Tsleil-Waututh Nation, Squamish Nation, Coldwater Indian Band, and a coalition of small First Nations in the Fraser Valley. The court has allowed 6 First Nations to proceed. The challenge will focus on the federal government's consultation with Indigenous communities between August 2018 and June 2019. The federal budget deficit will be billions of dollars deeper than it was supposed to be this year and next. That's according to figures released today by the Finance Department. Finance Minister Bill Morneau says there are a couple of reasons for that.
One is, of course, a tax reduction, which is helping 20 million Canadians. And that's important. It will put significant amounts of money back into people's pockets and into the economy. And secondly, you're seeing that low interest rates make pension liabilities higher.
The Liberals' election platform projected 4 years of deficits of more than $20 billion each year. The projected deficit for the 12-month period that ends in March is now $26.6 billion. Home sales increased more than 11% last month compared to November 2018. The Canadian Real Estate Association says 37,213 homes were sold through last month. The national average price for a home was about $529,000. CREA predicts home sales will rise 8.9% next year and that the national average price will rise 6.2%. A BC doctor says people who don't receive regular vision care have higher rates of cataracts and other eye diseases. Harbin Cyan volunteers with the Eyeglasses Project in Vancouver. The organization offers eye care and prescription glasses for people who can't afford them.
Most people who are coming to a clinic like this, the rate of ocular disease or other disease is always a little higher. When you're in a position where you can't afford the care or don't have access to it, you put up with something a lot longer than the average person might. So cataracts tend to cause blurry vision and require surgery to remove the cataract. But a lot of times patients in a position like this, in a clinic like this, will have a much more advanced form of a cataract than the average person coming into an office.
Cyan says many people don't realize how bad their eyes are and try to adapt and get by if they can't afford glasses. Cineplex has agreed to a friendly takeover that values Canada's largest chain of movie theaters at $2.8 billion.
Britain's Cineworld Group is buying Cineplex for $34 per share cash. That's 42% above Friday's closing price for Cineplex shares. Cineplex has 165 movie theaters across the country, making it by far the biggest chain. It's also diversified into a variety of entertainment-related businesses, including advertising, events programming, and The Rec Room, a chain of locations serving food, drink, and amusements. The companies expect the deal to close in the first half of next year. Don Kelly, The Canadian Press, Toronto.